You're listening to The Opening Act, a weekly podcast that features artists you should be looking at, the up-and-comers of the country music scene. I'm your host, Dominic Gallen, and this week we're taking a listen to Logan Mize.
I just can't get away from a good time.
Logan Mize is originally from Clearwater, Kansas, and how he got started into music, it all starts with his obsession for Elton John when he was younger.
When I was a kid, I was obsessed with Elton John, and we had him on tape, and so my dad would put the tapes in his Jeep and taking me to school, like Mad Men Across the Water, Tumbleweed Connection, all that stuff, and I was just way into it, Captain Fantastic. All that stuff. So that was my entry level start to music.
As for new music, Logan Mize recently just put out a brand new record titled Comeback Road.
Yeah, I really love the new record, and it's been a while, not by choice. It's one of those things where there's been a couple records made that haven't been released, just in weird contracts and whatnot. So it was really cool to finally be able to put out an album that I'm proud of. I love all the songs, and I think it's just something I enjoy listening to personally, so I hope it resonates with people and connects.
If you'd like to catch Logan Mize while he's on the road, here's where you can find all of his tour dates.
You can go to loganmize.com and it'll have all my dates, but it'll be added on too. We're going to announce like the official fall tour dates here in a couple weeks, so we're still putting all that together. But we already have a few of them lined up and on the website.
If you've never had a chance to see Logan live, here's what you could expect at one of his shows.
It's just a high energy show. I just want people to come and have a good time and enjoy themselves and be able to unplug and just kind of get lost in it and tap their foot and smile.
You can always come back, girl. You can always come back, girl.
I have a lot of album ideas for the future, but for the most part, it's just touring and trying to keep the brand out there and just being creative and putting out wherever the creative muse takes me, I suppose.
I asked Logan Mize what is something that makes him a diva, and here's what he had to say.
What makes me a diva? Oh, I need like at least an hour before a show of no obligation to just kind of unplug and mentally prepare. And I usually get kind of pissy if somebody's asking me for requests before a show. If you can still hear me, then nothing that I can think of, but thank you for the response and downloading the record, and hope to see you on tour.
I just want to thank Logan Mize for being a part of this podcast, and thank you for listening each week. I'm Dominic Allen, and this has been your opening act.
So this is the lead track off my album, and one of my favorites of the new record. It's called Somebody to Thank.
Think a small town preacher making me a hymn singer on the Sundays mama made me go. I gotta thank a high school teacher for believing in a dreamer and steering me down the road. I gotta thank my granddad for the Saturdays on the lake hooking them and reeling them in. I gotta thank the boys I raised all kind of hell with, couldn't ask for better best friends. I gotta thank the love of my filling up my memory bank. I gotta thank J.D., Jim B., Mr. Anheuser for a Friday night good time drink. I gotta thank Mama and my Daddy for 18 years and them gassing up the Chevrolet tank. No matter who you are, everybody's got somebody to thank. No matter who you are, everybody's got somebody to thank.